Rabotai, we're continuing our discussion of Hilchos Avelos. We went through Simin Shin Mem of Kriyon, Simin Shin Mem Aleph of Aninos. Simin Shin Mem Beis is a Gemara at the beginning of Ksubis about if the entire wedding is prepared and Aviv Shalchasin or Ima Shakala passes away, and therefore if you push off the chasana, you won't be able to have it. The ima shokala, someone who prepares the tamruke noshim, all the makeup, etc. So the din is machbisa mesached as a chasana as a kala chuba, bo bilas mitzvah porish. Right, that's the halacha. In other words, that we allow the boil bilas mitzvah uporish in this case. The nekudas hakesef already writes bismanenu. Afilu meis aviv v'imo din shar krovim yesh lahem tashkiach harbe shish arkrov v'matricha matzah machin tzarchei se'uta v'tachshitin l'kala v'okach b'chol inyan noheg avelos chila v'ein bo'al ad sheyavru zayin yimei avelos achar kach noheg zayin yimei amishta. Says in the Kodesh HaKesef, the Bizmanenu, so the din is no longer correct. Effectively, even if the father of the chassan or the mother of the Kala passes away, so you will have other people who will prepare the wedding. So therefore, what you do is you have the Avelos first and followed by the Be'ilas Mitzvah and the Zayin Yimei Mishteh. That's what the Nekudas HaKesef says, and that's the way it appears in Shulchan Aruch, which means that L'cha'ora, the din is no longer relevant. Nonetheless, in Shuvas Igris Moshe, Chelek Aleph of Yeredeya Simin Reish Chof Zayin, Reb Moshe got a shayla when there is a wedding that's supposed to be Motzei Shabbos, and they put a deposit on the wedding call, and they would lose a tremendous amount of money. So the Reb Moshe writes, Adraba, even though the Kudas HaKesef says it didn't, no longer applies. B'sachra ulam shu hefzig yoser gadol, shabri lo yuchol hotzi otzach gadol al hanisuin, right? It costs, what, thousands and thousands of dollars when you make a down deposit for the wedding call. So in this case, the heter of the Gemara would apply, and even by Avelos of Sha'ar Kravim, even if it's not Aviv Shalchasin and Ima Shalkala, nonetheless, the din would still apply Zotre Moshe. They should really do the Nesuin before the Kavura, and that will, they've accomplished the din in the Gemara. Nonetheless, in this particular case, is Ramesha. Now there's a Ramesha says that the din in the Gemara, even though the Kodesh HaKesef says it doesn't apply, your motion is Tshuva Chelakavsin Reish Chav Zayin says it can apply when they made a deposit. However, in this particular case, it couldn't apply because the Kala was not Tahira. So therefore, right, Rav Moshe writes, well, maybe you could rely on there's a shach in Simin Shin Sadi Beis. Simin Shin Sadi Beis, Siv Katan Zayin. The shach writes that if you're not Mekayim Pur Revu, so you're allowed to be Konsa Toch Zayin. You can have the Nisuin Toch Zayin, but you don't have the Be'ilas Mitzvah until afterwards. So Rav Moshe writes that in this case, that would be the preferred course of action. He says that Achronim in Shin Sadi Beis Paskin like this Shach, and therefore in that case, this would be the preferred course of action. L'maisa, this really does not come up very often. The Kodesh HaKesef says it doesn't come up. We just gave that one case in Rav Moshe, where Rav Moshe says it would still apply. Simin Shin Mem Gimel are the dinim of Halvayas Hameis. Bizman Hazeh, again, the Gemara says, the Shulchan Aruch Paskins, that you're not allowed to do any malacha during the time of Halvayas Hameis. If you see the Meis in the Mlavehu, so you are Bar Cherem. Nonetheless, if you have Chevra Kadishas and the Chevra Kadishas get paid, So in that case, it's going to be permitted. The din of not being shalom shalom zelazeh that appears in Shin Mem Gimel Se'if Beis also does not apply anymore, because the she'ilas shalom that we have is no longer the type of she'ilas shalom that they had, like we'll see later on in Simin Shin Pei. So therefore, Shin Mem Gimel also is not relevant. Again, this goes back to the general theory that we mentioned, that so many of the dinim that we are going to encounter in Hilchos Avelos are based on Mishnayos, are based on Gemaras, etc., but we don't really do them, etc., like we mentioned. So in Shin Dalad Mem, we don't say it Shin Mem Dalad, because that would be Shmad. We say Shin Dalad Mem. So in Simin Shin Dalad Mem, we have the halachos of giving a hesped. The Gemara in Brachos tells me that Agra de Hilula, the Agra de Hesped is Deluye, that the schar that you get for giving a Hesped is by raising your voice and causing people to cry. This idea emerges from a pasuk. Ordinarily, you would think that crying comes before the Hesped. Right, that you cry first, and then you're able to put your thoughts in order and give a hesped. And that's the din that makes it later on in Simin Shin Sadi Dalet in Shulchan Aruch, that there's Gimel Yomim LeBechi and Zayin Yomim LeHesped. There's Bechi followed by Hesped. But that's for most people, that is for the Avel himself or herself. That first you have Bechi, then you have Hesped. However, the real din of Hesped, by Yavo Avram, Lispod, Lissara, the Livkosa, that idea is what the Gemara says is Agra de Hespedo Deluye, meaning that the Hesped is to get other people to cry. The Avel himself or herself will cry anyway. The idea of the hesped is to cause other people to cry. That seems to be the halacha. That seems to be the halacha. The hesped is for the rabbim, and bechi is for the individual. Rav Soloveitchik has a comment. He says that Bechi is for the Yochid and Hesped, right, is the logic, meaning the individual cries and the crying that the individual goes through is not logical. Later on, you put together the Hesped that that is, what's it called, that is already conforming to logic. The Achronim are medayik, the Sparno or the Yishonim are medayik from the Pasuk, Lispod Lissara Velivko Sah, that the Hesped belongs to Sarah. It's her possession. This, in fact, is a suffix in the Gemara in Sanhedrin Memvav. The Gemara has a Shaila, is Hespeda Yakra Dechaya, or is Hespeda Yakra Deshachvi? Is the Hesped the covet of the mace, or is the Hesped the covet of the chai? The Pashtus is that the Pasuk is telling me that Hesped is Yakra de Shachvi. Consequently, it says in Shulchan Aruch that if a person says, Misha in Shin Dalar Mem, if Yud, Misha Tziva Shelo Yasbiduhu Shomin Lo. If a person says, don't give me a hesped, you listen, because the hesped is the possession of the nifter. And therefore, a nifter says, don't give me a hesped, you listen to the nifter ad kan. That's what it says in Shulchan Aruch. In the Sefer Gesher HaChayim, in Chelek Beis, on page 103, he explains that the idea of Yakra the Shachvi and Yakra the Chaya means that the Hesped is covered for the Chayim, means it's covered for the live people who are present. And Yakra the Shachvi means it's a covered for the Nifter who is present. Meaning to say, says the Gesher HaChaim, that the idea is that the Hesped is heard by the Nifter, and it accomplishes some sort of Nachas Ruach for the Nifter. This already is the realm of heebie-jeebies. The Pasuk in Kohelet says, V'amesim einam yodim yuma. Right, the Pasuk in Kohelet says that Mesim don't know anything. However, the Gemara in Shabbos Kufnun Beis discusses that the mace sees stuff as if it's in a dream until a certain point. What that point is a machlekes in the Gemara. Is that point actually yistom hagolel? Is that point until the stimas hagolel, which is the zman that avelos begins, that's considered the end of kavura? Does the nifter know stuff until that point? Or does the nifter know things the Grand Shabbos entertains actually is akel habasar? Does the nifter know what's going on until the body begins to decompose? That's a discussion there in the Gemara. The Taz quotes it at the end of Se'if Katan Aleph. Taz writes, Kosha Omer Befunov Yodeya Ashiyistam Hagolol. That the Nifter knows everything. I don't know why the Taz quotes it as Yerushalmi, when it's in the Bavli Kufnun Beis. And the footnote on the bottom of the Taz, Os Aleph, makes this point. How come the Taz is called Yerushalmi? Mimer Chaktavi Lachmo, quoted from the Bavli. Nonetheless, the idea is that the Hesped is heard by the Nifter. Now, it says in Simin Shin Sadi Dalet, that there are Gimel Yomim Lebechi, and there is Zayin Yomim Lehesped. No? Gimel Yomim, right? Shin Sadi Dalet Sif Aleph, Gimel Yomim Lebechi, Zayin Lehesped, Shloshim Mitzvos Boreis. The idea of Zayin Lehesped means that Shulchan Aruch is really paskening that the Hesped goes even after Stimas HaGolol. The Taz over here writes in Sif Katan Aleph, like the opinion in the Gemara, the Hesped is only until Stimas HaGolol, presumably like the Gesher HaChaim says, because the Nifter hears stuff as if it's in a dream until Stimas HaGolol. The fact is, though, in Shulchan Aruch Sif Simin Shin Sadi Dalet, you get the impression that Hesped, it says, Hesped is Zayin Yomim. Zayin Yomim is even after Stimas HaGolol. So that follows the other opinion in the Shulchan Aruch. The other opinion in the Gemara, that even after Stimas HaGolol, Achi is Akel HaBasar, there is a din of Hesped. It seems, though, that the Pashtus is that the Taz is correct. And the Iker Hesped is before Stimas HaGolol. And whatever the element of Hesped, Toich Zayin Yomim, that element of Hesped is not the full mitzvah of Hesped. That's a different type of Hesped. The Inyan of Hesped, in the sense of Hesped being Yakar D'Shachvi, that is before Stimas HaGolol. Therefore, if you're performing a Levaya, the proper time to do the Hespedim, I saw some Rabbanim that they do a Levaya and after they inter the body, so then they go and they do the Hespedim at that time. That's probably not proper. Certainly according to the Taz, it's not proper, because you want to do the Hesped before Stimas HaGolol so that the Nifter can definitely hear what it is that you're saying. Maybe those Rabbonim are relying on this opinion in Simin Shin Sadi Dalet, but again, my understanding is that that is not the that's not the full-fledged Hesped. So again, there are two inyanim. There's a din, the Hesped is Yakar D'Shachvi. It's covered for the Nifter. Therefore, if the family does not want to pay for the Hesped, we take the money away from them, Bal Karcho. If Hesped would be Yakra Dechayi, so then if the family says, I don't want to give a Hesped, we'd say, okay, you're off the hook. we pass it's Yakra the Shachvi, and that's why Shin Dalad Mens if Tess, if the Yorshim don't want to pay, we take the money away from them, Bal Karcham. That's what it says in Shulchan. Mr. Danesh, it looks like you have a hand up.
Yeah, I just wanted to ask you, what is the value of having the Mace listen to the Hesped?
What's the value of people listening to the Hesped? That's your question?
No, the Mace, because you said that it's
better. Oh, what's the value of Mace
listening to the Hesped before the body is
in turn? Apparently, it gives the Mace some sort of satisfaction that the Mace hears what people are saying about him or her, and that relieves the tension of the Mace. A Mace doesn't want to leave this world. A Mace wants to stay. When the Mace hears that the people cry about him and the people are talking about the good deeds that he did, so that, so to speak, again, this is already heebie-jeebie world, I don't know, but that, so to speak, removes a certain sire that the Mace would have. And that's why the Taz is saying they should do the Hesped before Stimas HaGolol. But we pask in the Hesped is Yakra Deshachvi, and therefore we pask in that if they say we're not going to give you a Hesped, if the Nifter says I don't want a Hesped, so then you listen to him. One of the issues, though, that comes up is, let's say a Gadol says not to give a Hesped. Do you listen to the Gadol in that case? So the Pisrei Tshuva in Os Aleph quotes from the Tshuva of the Beis Yaakov that HaMekol Shelo L'Shmoa HaChacham Shelo L'Shmoa L'Chacham Lo Hefsed. Meaning, usually we're supposed to listen to rabbis, but if the rabbi, the Chacham, says, don't give me a Hesped, if you don't listen to the rabbi, you don't lose anything. The Tshuva Me'ahava is the main Talmud of the Noid of Yehuda. He quotes that the Noid of Yehuda gave a Hesped for the Pnei Yehoshua. Even though the Pnei Yehoshua says, don't give a Hesped for me, nonetheless, he did it. The Raya for this idea of giving a Hesped for a Gadol, even though the Gadol does not want it, is a Tosfos in Sanhedrin on Daf Mem Vavam Beis. The Gemara says that if you're misatzel behesped shel chacham, so terrible things happen to you. Frek Taisus Akasha, that the pasuk says el shaol vel beis hadomim, and the Gemara in Yefamis learns El Sha'ol Shalom Nispad Kahalacha, that Sha'ol did not get a proper Hesped, and that's why Klal Yisrael suffers. So Frek Taisus, I don't understand. Maybe Sha'ol requested not to get a Hesped. Maybe that's the Pshat. That's the Taisus's Kasha on Sanhedrin on Memvav Amid Beis. We'll try to answer your Kasha in a few minutes, Yoni. So Tosfos gives two explanations. One explanation is, "Diyareim hayulasof do laharil shemitzdarim olav mipnei David." Taisa says that fundamentally Shaul was not mochel his hesped. The reason why they didn't give a hesped to Shaul is because they were scared of David. So because Shaul was not mochel on the Hesped, so therefore they suffered, Klal Yisrael suffers for not properly giving a Hesped for Shaul. That's one answer in Taisus. Fundamentally, that means that there was no mechila. Va'od, afilo have a yakra dechaya, shani melech de'ika b'zoyin tfei legabe, shelo nisbad kahalacha. Zokt Taisus, that it's considered a b'zoyon. Again, Tosfos is working in the opposite world, in the world that Hesped is Yakra Dechaya. But Tosfos says that it's a bezayon for Shaul, it's a bezayon for a melech that he's not Nisbad Kahalacha. Meaning to say, says the Tshuvas Beis Yaakov, that even though you can be meichel on your kavod, you can't be mochel and allow something which is a bizayon for you. So therefore, based on the second answer of Tosfos, the Tshuvas Beis Yaakov says that a chacham could be meichel on his kavod. But you can't be meichel on bizayon. And it would be a bizayon for the Pnei Yehoshua, be a bizayon for the other Talmidei Chachamim who died, not to give them any sort of hesped. So therefore the Tshuva Beis Yaakov writes that if you do not listen to the Chacham, lo hefsed. This din is a big mavucha. Some of the poskim say there's absolutely no raya from the Tosfos. Tosfos is speaking in the alternative universe that Tosfos asks, oh, if hesped is yakra de chaya, so then what's the punishment that they didn't give a hesped for Shaul? Maybe Klai Yisrael was meichel. So Tosfos says, oh, Klai Yisrael wasn't fully mochel because they're only scared of David. Or else Tosfos says that the mechila of Klai Yisrael doesn't help clapping the din of Melech. But maybe if you had hesped as yakra de shachvi, so then the mechila does help. It could be that there's zero raya from the Tosfos. Moreover, Tosfos is saying that a melech can't be mochel. Who says every Talmud Chacham is a melech? Right? I know, the Gemara says, man malki rabbonim, that rabbis are like kings. But who says that's true of every Talmud Chacham? Even the Pnei Yeshua. Who says the Pnei Yeshua has a din of a melech? So some say, oh, the Gemara B'Sof Harios writes that a Talmud Chacham is kaidem to melech in terms of hatsala. Right? Har Yisdaf Yud Gimel talks about when you have these situations of who is going to be pulled out of the bar first. So we see that Talmud Chacham is kodem to a melech, so maybe that's the pshat. Again, it's really hard to know. A melech, there's no mechila. A Talmud Chacham, there is mechila fundamentally. The argument that it's a bizayon, it's really a difficult argument. Nonetheless, I think the minhag in many communities is that when the Talmud Chacham requests not to give a hesped, they give the hesped anyway. We'll leave it like that. Now, Yoni asked the question, what's the inyan of the mace being there for the hespedim? Obviously, the inyan is this first type of din of hesped, that it relaxes the mace. The hesped toch zayin, after he's buried, so then that hesped, l'cha'ora, is only yakra dechayin, not yakra deshachvi. I think that's what would certainly emerge.
Well, I meant in terms of kohanim, or in terms of like elderly people from like Zoom, like hespedim, like how much do you need the mace?
So is there an inyan of attending a hesped? Is there an inyan to watch a hesped on Zoom? So a few things should be said. One is that for me, some of the greatest musar I hear in life is at people's hespedim. So it's kedai just from a Yiras Shamayim and musar perspective to attend a hesped. Reb Fivel Cohen writes in the Badei HaShulchan that the Rambam in Perek Yudalot of Avel talks about inyanim that he calls Gemilas Chasadim Shebegufo. And one of those inyanim, Gemilas Chasadim Shebegufo, the Rambam says, is a hesped. And the indication that you get from the Rambam is that it's not only the maspid who's mekayim Gemilas Chasadim Shebegufo, but anyone who attends the hesped is mekayim Gemilas Chasadim Shebegufo. So therefore, Reb Fivel Cohen feels that there is an inyan to attend the hesped because it's considered Gemilas Chasadim Shebegufo. I think that makes sense if we're in Yakra Deshachvi world, right? That if it's considered kavod for the nifter, so the nifter knows everyone who's there, as it were, so then it makes sense. If it's kavod for the chayim, the kavod for mishpachas, so I have a right to say, I don't want to go, and I'm not going to go. I think that makes sense in the word of Yakra Deshachvi. According to my hesber, that the hespedim after the stimas hagolal are not yakra deshachvi, so then I think you have a right to decide not to go. Those halacha, again, this is the way I understand the halacha. I'm sort of putting Judaism together the way I understand it. But let's go back. We paskin that hespedim yakra deshachvi, and therefore, if you give a command not to get a hesped, we listen to the person who gives such a command. Zakti Rama, quoting from the Truva L'Marivayel, but if you give a command not to be Noyeg, Zayin, and Lamed, then Ein Shomen Lo. Right? A parent, so to speak, can't be Mitzaveh not to do Shiva and Shleishim, because Shiva and Shloshim is considered for the Chai, not for the Mace. That's the impression you get from the Marivayel. And therefore, you don't listen to a parent in that case. A parent says, don't give me a Hesped, you listen. But a parent says, not do Shiva and Shloshim, you don't listen. Comes along the Shach, and the Shach writes, yeah, this is only true of Shiva and Shloshim. But if a parent says not to keep Avelos of Yud Beis Chodesh, then you do it. Avelos Yud Beis Chodesh is different than Shiva and Shloshim. Shiva and Shloshim is a din that applies to every mace. So Shiva and Shloshim, as it were, is a halacha of, that's the din. It's Yakra Dechaya. You have to do it. But Yud Beis Chodesh is a din in Kibbut Av'eim. And the parent has a right to be mochel on their Kibbut Av'eim. And the parent could say, I don't want you to keep Yud Beis Chodesh. That's the psak of the shach based on the Ramo's citation of the Marivayel. The idea that Yud Beis Chodesh is considered just a din of Kibbut Av'eim makes it later on in Shulchan Aruch. There's a Piskei Tshuva at the end of Simin Shin Sadi Vav. We know that there's a discussion between the Rush and the Maharam of Wittenberg about a katan shenis gadel. Do you have a chiyuv of avelos in that case? If you're nisgadel toch shiva toch shloshim, is there a chiyuv of avelos? Do I assume that's tashlumen from the beginning or not? Zak the chachmas odom that the Pesukei Tshuva quotes at the end of Shin Tzadivov, that the katan shenis gadel ba'emta hashana certainly has a din of Yud Beis Chodesh, because Yud Beis Chodesh is Kibbut Av'eim. The din of Shiva and Shloshim, that's a din of Yakra Dechaya, that's a mitzvah that you have. But Yud Beis Chodesh is out Kibbut Av'eim. The katan becomes a gadol during Yud Beis Chodesh. Obviously, you have to keep the inyan of Yud Beis Chodesh. I remember when Rabbi Daniel Feldman, a few years ago, lost his father. So he told Rav Shechter at one point that he felt bad. He's not going to a certain Talmud's wedding. So Rav Shechter said, I understand. Your father wasn't Michael the Yud Beis Chodesh before he died? Apparently Rav Shechter's father, Rav Melech Shechter, was Mochel the Yud Beis Chodesh. And that way he's able to go to chasanas and stuff like that. Okay, you could be Michael. Parents could be Mochel Yud Beis Chodesh, because Yud Beis Chodesh is just a din of Kibbut Av'eim. That seems to be the halacha. Now, this idea that if a parent is mitzaveh not to keep Shiva or Shloshim, not to keep Avelos, that you don't listen to the parent, that's because we're assuming that Shiva and Shloshim is Yakra Dechaya. That's what emerges from these dinim in Shin Dalad Mem. Reb Kiva Eger is bothered by Akasha, that in Simin Shin Mem He, we have the dinim of Ma'abed Atzmo Lada'as. Ma'abed Atzmo Lada'as, Rachman al-Slan, means a person commits suicide. So the din is that when the person commits suicide, you do not do those halachos which are considered You don't do those halachos that ma'abed es atzmo ladas ein misablam olav. Ein misablam olav, there's no avelos from ma'abed es atzmo ladas, because we assume that the avelos is yakra de shachvi, it's covered for the nifter, and ma'abed es atzmo ladas doesn't deserve any covered. So Reb Kiveger is bothered by the kasha. Shin dalad mem sounds like Zion and Lamed. Shiban shloshim is covered for the chayim. But shin mem hey, the fact that you don't observe shiva and shloshim by ma'abed es atzmo ladas, that indicates that's covered for the mace. So this is Reb Kiva Eger's stira. And the Pesachei Tshuva in Os Beis, in fact, quotes from the Tshuva Me'ahava, who paskins like Reb Kiva Eger's kasha. And the Tshuva Me'ahava says that Lemaisa, Shiva and Shloshim is Yakra Deshachvi, and therefore you can be Mekel on it. You can be Mochel on it. That's the Maskona of the Tshuva Me'ahava. In the Badei HaShulchan, he says something. I don't fully understand what he says, but he tells us that Shiva and Shloshim is the reason why you observe Shiva and Shloshim even after Mechila, is because Shiva and Shloshim are dinim which are not Yakar Dechaya, nor the Yakar Demesi, Yakar Deshachvi. Shiva and Shloshim are specific mitzvahs that Chazal instituted. And those specific mitzvahs that they instituted, you have to keep it even when there's Mechila. It's a mitzvah. But there are gedarim of the mitzvah. And the gedarim of those the gedarim of the mitzvah is that you don't observe it for a ma'abed atzmo ladas. Again, I'm not exactly sure how he deals with these questions, but ostensibly, I think what he's saying is that it's neither yukara dechaya nor is it yukara demesi. It's considered a different thing entirely. This question, by the way, of whether we listen to Talmidei Chachamim when they say not to be maspid them, that the Pesachei Tshuva, quote in Sifkot and Aleph, if you look in the Arts Girl English book on page 353, they give a whole literature about who they did listen to, who they didn't listen to, which Gedolim Paskin one way, which Gedolim Paskin the other way. Okay, I mean, there's a literature about this question. The meaning of Chabad, I think, is that they're not maspid any of the Rebbes, no? That's a meaning in Chabad, that they assume that you listen, and not only do you listen, they assume that there's an implied request not to do a hesped. What about if a parent is mitzvah not to say Kaddish for them? Okay, we spoke about hesped. We spoke about Shiva and Shloshim. Shiva and Shloshim is a machlekes between the Ramah and the Kasha Reb Kiva Eger that the Tshuva Me'ahava quotes. Yud Beis Chodesh is definitely a din of Kibbut Ava'im. What about if a parent says, don't say Kaddish for me? Is that command listened to? Pesachei Tshuva, the end of Sifkat and Aleph, quotes in Tshuva Evan HaShoham, that if a parent says that the child should not say Kaddish, you listen to the parent. You listen to the parent, meaning that you don't say Kaddish. That would mean L'cha'ora, that Kaddish is covered for the nifter, and therefore, you have a right to be meichel on your kaddish. It's not so pashut. The Chasam Sofer in the Tshuva, I think it's in Siman Shin Chavav. The Chasam Sofer says that, you know what, kaddish is there to prevent the neshama miredas shachas, to prevent the neshama from going all the way down. The Gemara says that David HaMelech, after Avshalom died, so he started to cry, Avshalom, Bini, 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 Avshalom, Avshalom, Bini. He said it 7 times. And so the Gemara, that raised Avshalom from the depths of Gehenna. Right? That's what the Gemara says. Avshalom was somebody who, L'cha'ora, does not deserve any covet. No. Avshalom is like a Rasha. Nonetheless, the idea is that you're supposed to try to be Malahim Miredas Shachas, and L'cha'ora, that would seem to indicate that the inyan of Kaddish is not just a din that a parent could be Meichel or not Meichel. Kaddish is an inyan that we should try to do something good for the Neshama, And as such, maybe mechila does not help at all. That is the standard approach. This idea that Kaddish is not a din of mechila for a parent also can explain the minig when we talk about Kaddish. We have to discuss it. The minig of many people is that they hire a Kaddish zugger. No? Shuls earn lots of money from this. Now, if the inyan of Kaddish is just a din of kibud ave'eim and mechila is shayich, etc., like the Piskei Tshuva sounds like, so then what inyan is there to hire somebody else to say Kaddish? Right? What are you accomplishing? The Geshra Chaim and Chelak Beis has, Chelak Beis are his tshuvas. So he discusses this question. If you hold that hiring someone to say Kaddish accomplishes something, that means, like the Chassam Sofer writes, that saying Kaddish is a way to prevent a person, Meredas Shafas, it accomplishes something again in the world of the heebie-jeebie, and therefore it should not be subject to mechila. Okay, these are some of the dinim. It says in the Shulchan Aruch, at the beginning of Shin Dalet Mem, that when you give a hespit to someone, you are mosifin bahem ktsas, rak shelo yachleg, that you exaggerate a little bit, but don't exaggerate a lot. The Taz in Sif Katan Aleph is bothered by Akasha. He says, Kashali, Mali Sheker Ma'at, Mali Sheker Harbe. Right? You're not supposed to lie. So what difference is there between lying a little bit, right? Just a tiny fudging is l'cha'ara the same thing as Mamish telling a bold-faced a lie mitala hidurim. That's the Taz's Kasha. So the Taz gives an answer that you're extending it a little bit because the assumption is this person was nifter. You're saying the person gave tzedakah. He gave a little bit of tzedakah. Had he been wealthier, he would have given more tzedakah. Extending it a little bit is very reasonable, says the Taz, because we know the person would have done more had that person had the opportunity to do more. The Bach writes that you extend a little bit, you exaggerate a little bit, says the Bach, because you exaggerate a little bit because the iser of not being maspid any person is so strong that we don't want to chas v'shalom violate that iser. Now the iser to be not to be maspid someone, the Gemara learns that Yehoshua ben Nun was buried Bahar Ga'ash. Zuck the Gemara, there ain't no place in the planet that's called Har Ga'ash. Rather, the idea is that Ga'asha Ha'olam, that the world trembled, so to speak, because they weren't maspid Yehoshua ben Nun properly. You get an impression that this halacha would be true only by someone like Yehoshua, that not being maspid a gadol, right? If you're misatzel behespedo shel Yehoshua ben Nun, so then roi lekovro b'chayiv. However, the Ramban on page 80, the Ramban, and this Ramban seems to make it to Shulchan Aruch, the Ramban says, kol hamisatzel behespedo shel adam kosher roi lekovro b'chayiv. He quotes the same pasuk, vayikro oso, right, mitzvon lahar ga'ash, right, sheniskash olim har lekovron. The Ramban says that this idea, even though the Gemara says only by Yehoshua ben Nun, the Ramban extends it to any Adam Kasher. It's very shver how the Ramban extended it. Apparently, the Ramban had a different girsa in the Gemara, but it's hard to read the Gemara then, that we're proving from Yehoshua ben Nun not to be misatzel behesped. But the point is, the Bach says that because it's such an iser, being misatzel behesped, that's why we allow you to exaggerate a little bit, because if you exaggerate a little bit, you're for sure not violating the prohibition of being misatzel behesped. The pashtus in the Taz and the Bach is that there's an iser to lie in general, and the kasha is what's the heter to lie? In a hespit, a little bit of a lie is the same as a lot of a lie. That's the Taz's kasha, and they give answers to deal with that kasha. It's not so posh that there's an Isra to lie. There's a sefer called Titin Emes LeYaakov. They have it in the Old Beis Medrash. Rabbi Bleich once commented, Titin Emes LeYaakov is a book about all the heterim to lie. It's really called Titin Sheker LeYaakov. But that sefer, Titin Emes LeYaakov, points out that it's not so posh that there's an Isra to lie. The Torah says, Mitvah Sheker Tirchok. That means in Dine Mamanis, you're not allowed to lie. Who says I can't lie in general? Now, I'm not saying it's a Midah Tova, but who says you're not allowed to lie in general? It happens that the Sefer Yerayim writes that the Isra to lie is only an Isra to lie in Inyani of Mamanis. But if something is not Mamanis, according to the Yerayim, there's no Isra to lie. The Sefer Charedim was very firm. The Sefer Charedim writes that there's an Isra to lie all the time, by everything. The Taz seems to be following that Sefer Charedim. Even if you follow the Sefer Yerayim, that the Isra to lie is only by Dine Mamanis, Reb Asher Weiss has in the Tshuva and Chelek Aleph that if someone asks you a question in Shaduchim, you're not allowed to lie, Bepashtus, because Shaduchim is relevant to Dine Mamanis often. So therefore, according to everybody, you can't lie. It happens that Reb Asher says that fudging a tiny bit is not considered a lie, and it's hard to know how he gets this idea. He says, oh, if you know for sure, the person would be happy. They ask a question, is the guy over 30, under 30? You say he's under 30, so he's only over 30. So the person's going to be happy because the shidduch works out. So therefore, you're allowed to lie. Again, it's hard to know exactly what this comes from. Reb Feivel Cohen points out that if you read the Lashon of the Ramban on page 82, the Ramban writes, Mishab can also lefi kivodo, lo bahafloga yoser, lo mishab can also yoser mikain, elo kiderech hamishabchem. Meaning that just like in Inyani Mamanis, there is an iser volna'a, I can't overcharge, but a little bit extra, the way people normally do business, that's okay. So also when it comes to lying, right, people, if it's normal to fudge a teeny bit, that's okay. And that's what Shulchan Aruch means, that you should not do it kederech ha-mishabtim. That you should not lie too much. It should only be kederech ha-mishabtim. That's what the Ramban writes. It says in Shulchan Aruch that you give hespedim to men the same as you give hespedim to women. Shindal nem se'if beis. It's difficult. The Mishnah in Chav Zayin writes that ein menichem ha-isha berachov, that you don't leave women in the street to do a hesped, you're supposed to rush through. It's a little bit shver, and in the Gesher HaChayim, Chelek Beis, he's bothered by the kasha, how come the din is you give a hesped for a woman normally, right, the same as you give a hesped for a man? It seems to be against the Mishnah and the Gemara. It's considered more of a bezayon to leave the woman without kavura. You're supposed to hurry up and do the kavura more quickly. Very hard to understand what that kula is based on. When you give a hesped, it says in Or HaChaim Kufnun Aleph, and over here in Yeridea Shindal Nem Sif Yutes, you should not give a hesped in the shul. Only for a Talmud Chacham do you give a hesped in the shul. It's considered bizayin for Kedushas Beis Knesses to give hespedim in shul. Today, many shuls give hespedim in the shul. And the question is, what's the heter? The pashtus is that the heter is because our shuls don't really have kedushas beis knesses. The Gemara is at the end of Megillah, quoted in Or HaChaim Kufnun Aleph, say that you could build the beis knesses on a tnai. You can not give a kedushas beis knesses, and therefore maybe that's the reason. First of all, shuls were called a shtibel in Europe, right? They called it a shtibel dafka to say it doesn't have kedushas beis knesses. When I was the rabbi of a shul and we redid the basement, beis medrash area, I insisted that the board be pulled at the kedusha of it, and we don't call that area the beis medrash. I call it the Torah center or something like that to show that it's different. It's like the expression Yiddish, you call a shtibel, you don't use the word beis medrash. Beis Medrash has higher Kedusha than Beis Knesses, etc. So basically, according to the strict halacha, you're not supposed to be masped anyone in shul. It's an insult to Kedushas, Beis Knesses, and Beis Medrash. Certainly, you're not supposed to bring the Aron into the Shul. It says in Shulchan Aruch, Shin Dalamem Sevchaf, only a Chacham, Aluf, and a Gaon, you bring him into the Beis Medrash. You don't bring ordinary people into the Beis Medrash. The Chochmas Adam writes in Klal Kuf Nun Vav, Ra'olai HaMa'aseh, that people bring the coffins of individuals into the shul. It's mamish against the din. He says that they saw that they brought the coffin of the Vilna Gaon into the shul, and therefore other people they bring into the shul also. But ra'olai ha-ma'aseh, says the Chochmas Adon, you shouldn't do it. You shouldn't do it. In the tshuva of the Melamed Lahoel, he quotes, right, the Goyin is saying that the Chochmas Adam is saying only the Goyin, because all of Klai Yisrael learned his Torah, he's the only person he could bring into the shul. In the Tshuva Melamed Lahoel and Simin Kufvav, he writes that they brought the coffin of Rebbe Azriel Hildesheimer into the shul, because everybody knew that Rebbe Azriel Hildesheimer is mamish, he never lo pasak pumi moi rice, so he never stopped learning, and he accomplished so much with Klai Yisrael, so he brought his coffin into the shul. Chacham Avadi Yosef in Chelek Zayin of Yabia Omer Simin Lamed Aleph talks about a Rav of Givatayim who passed away, and they brought his coffin into the shul, and Chacham Avadia did not say anything because he heard that the minig of Nizmir is that they would bring the coffin of every Rav and Mora Hora'a into the shul. This has become the standard practice, that you bring the coffin, and Chacham Avadia felt like even that you shouldn't do, only a Chacham, Gaon, and Aluf, like it says in Shulchan Aruch, but you shouldn't do it for anyone else. Nonetheless, the standard practice is that for the Rav, you bring the coffin into Shul. Eishas Chaver, Hariyuku Chaver. We brought in Yeshiva the coffin of Reb David Lifshitz's wife into the Beis Medrash. They were masped her over there. Eishas Chaver, Hariyuku Chaver. Etc. In the question is, what's the full application of Eishas Chaver, Eko Chaver? We don't give Hespedim certain days of the year. Chanukah, Purim, you don't give Hespedim unless it's a Chacham Befanav. What about Eishas Chaver Befaneha? So the Gesher HaChayim writes that he was once at a Levaya and they didn't give Hespedim for the Eishas Chaver on Chanukah. And Gesher HaChayim writes a tshuva. He doesn't tell you who the Rav who gave the psak is. He writes a tshuva. He says he thinks Eishas Chaver Kechaver, you should give her hesped on Chanukah. Also, again, the practice is that we bring the coffin of a Rav into Shul, into the Beis Medrash, and we bring the coffin of the Eishas Chaver also into the Beis Medrash. At least that's what we did in Yeshiva when, what's her name, when Rebbetzin Lifshitz was Nifter. Okay, obviously there is much more to say about these in Yonim, but I think this takes us to the end of Shin Dalet Mem. Tomorrow I want to learn Shin Mem Hey with you, the Dinim of Ma'abeis Hasvola Da'as, and we should have a good day. We should not have to give Hespedim for people. People should... We should probably finish here every day by saying that. Okay, have a good day.